Good morning to you all, and welcome to the Sunday service from the parish of Upper Wharfdale and Littondale, this great parish in the heart of the Yorkshire Dales and in the heart of Northern England. Whether you're listening to this alone or with others, for the first time or as part of your regular worship, let us all rejoice in our common and shared humanity as we say, grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. And let us proclaim the greater truth and mystery at the core of our humanity, that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, and that he offers release from whatever captivity we find ourselves in. Today's reading from John's Gospel, we will hear the account of the resurrected Jesus standing among the disciples. He says, "Peace be with you," three times. The first time introduces his physical appearance, the brutality and pain, the reality of death. The second introduces the gift of the Holy Spirit, the motivation and stirring to reach out, the confidence to transcend boundaries. And the third introduces Thomas's acclamation, "My Lord and my God," the powerful Christian truth that God is indeed at one with humanity in Christ Jesus. Peace, as such, is far from quiet contemplation, quietness and tranquil serenity. The peace of Christ draws people together, acknowledges the physical reality of life, the pain and anguish of death. It ushers in the gifts that allow all people to connect generously with one another, despite and through difference. The Holy Spirit disturbs our lives, agitates us to look beyond the lockdown of self and the inward gaze that seeks to build inner castles, fortresses, safe havens where we meet with only that which we deem similar or familiar. Peace turns us inside out. And as with Thomas, peace points directly towards the presence of God. It declares truth despite the consequences or the brashness of the declaration. So let us pray. Risen Christ, for whom no door is locked, no entrance barred, open the doors of our hearts, that we may seek the good of others and walk the joyful road of sacrifice and peace, to the praise of God the Father. Amen. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. And so may the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When it was evening, on the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hands in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
The communion of peace is hard when we are separated from one another, but the Christian belief is that in that separation, the transformation of resurrection can occur. At the doors of our aloneness, The resurrected Christ waits to be let in, to burst the tomb, to breathe the words upon us, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you." Christ does not fill the gap of our separation. He brings forth a peace that urges us out of ourselves. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the great German theologian, described it in this way from the cell of his prison when under Nazi persecution. "There is nothing that can replace the absence of someone dear to us, and one should not even attempt to do so. One must simply hold out and endure it." At first that sounds very hard, but at the same time it is also a great comfort. For to the extent the emptiness truly remains unfilled, one remains connected to the other person through it. It is wrong to say that God fills the emptiness. God in no way fills it, but much more leaves it precisely unfilled, and thus helps us preserve, even in pain, the authentic relationship. Furthermore, the more beautiful and full the remembrances, the more difficult the separation. But gratitude transforms the torment of memory into silent joy. One bears what was lovely in the past not as a thorn, but as a precious gift deep within, a hidden treasure of which one can always be certain. The words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Peace, of course, is not to be confined by separation. I don't know where you are at present, listening to this, or what your situation is. But know this, the will to reach out, somehow, anyhow, to the other, is the soft breeze of peace stirring our desires. It is characterized by hope. Nelson Mandela, reflecting on imprisonment, said, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." The movement towards peace includes a hard look at our own blockages and prejudices, those things that prevent us from reaching out into freedom, a freedom that must include the freedom of others. In our current situation, it might be a good time to look at ourselves in this way. Quietness, aloneness, stillness, those great gifts, and those things we often mistake for peace, are in fact tools which help us acquire peace. Contemplation and meditation are not so much gifts in and for themselves, but practices that allow our horizons to expand, broaden and deepen, so as to be more and more inclusive and accepting of the fullness of God's creation, to be drawn into peace, which is the active ingredient of the kingdom. As such, they do not work to secure us in an isolated individual tranquility, but rather equip us for an ever-increasing communion. There are many who find inner peace difficult. They are perhaps nearer than they think to the peace that Christ brings, the inside-out communion of the fullness that is the kingdom.
Let us pray to Jesus, who is present with us to eternity. Jesus, light of the world, bring the light and peace of your gospel to the nations. At this time of unrest, of fear, of uncertainty, may we re-understand the presence of your radical, world-changing life, death, and resurrection. How it ushers in a peace that the world cannot give, and a light that will outshine any darkness. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, bread of life, give food to the hungry and nourish us all with your word. Help us in our complacent plenty and our often unintentional greed to share in body, in mind, and in spirit. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, our way, our truth, our life, be with us and all who follow you in the way. Deepen our appreciation of your truth and fill us with your life. Help us to open our minds and hearts to difference. May we seek connection, not pursue divide. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. We pray for our farmers at this lambing time, for their animals, their vehicles, their resources, their families, and their energies. Jesus, Good Shepherd, who gave your life for the sheep, recover the straggler, bind up the injured, strengthen the sick, and lead the healthy and strong to new pastures. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, we give you thanks for all who have lived and believed in you. At this time we pray for the sick, for the dying, for all those many who grieve. And especially we pray for those who will die today, alone and in fear. Raise us with them to eternal life. Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy hear us. Accept our prayers and be with us always. Amen.
My peace I
So let us pray in confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among the disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Next week, on Sunday the 26th, we will celebrate the first anniversary of the parish of Upper Wharfdale and Littondale, this beautiful and great parish. And it will be wonderful to get as many of us involved as possible in that service and film that we're hopefully putting up on the website. So I will be sending things round, so look out for them, and hopefully different people can be involved from the different churches. And we look forward to that celebration next Sunday. In the meantime, let's call God's blessing upon us. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
Oh.